best known as a movie and literary work, A Clockwork Orange appears on stage at Buffalo's Torn Space Theater through October 13th. The production's opening weekend drew large crowds, that according to director David Oliver. They may have been curious to see how the stage production dealt with some of the prevailing themes of A Clockwork Orange.
What about
that? You know, violence is still violence, and we haven't tried to pull our punches with, and there's no question about what's going on, and we have some wonderful fight sequences, and there is a rape scene in it. Of course there's a rape scene. It's part of the Clockwork story. So I think, you know, we're trying to be pretty tough with the it's not real. You know it's not real. Of course, you're watching a play. But, I mean, we didn't pull our punches with the violence in the play.
Stanley Kubrick's film version of A Clockwork Orange stunned moviegoers in the early 70s, with the content considered so graphic and violent that it was initially given an X rating. Audiences still flocked to see it. It earned a Best Picture nomination at the Academy Awards. It left an indelible imprint in the minds of those who saw it on screen.
So the challenge is how to theatricalize it. And fortunately, we have a wonderful German designer, set designer. It's interesting because the German tradition and the European tradition in general is much more organic with the use of set, that sets are designed as part of the whole concept of the show. It's not just the place where actors do their business. The actors are integrated into the set, and so we have a large steel frame set with movable pieces. So that sort of cage-like setting becomes the world of Clockwork Orange as we're doing it. So you can see that it's very physical and very visual, but not like a film at all. It's much more, I mean, you're there. I mean, you can hear the clanging of steel, and you can, so that all becomes, so even, you know, the clanging of steel becomes a part of the ambience of the story and the production.
Oliver points out that while the stage version of A Clockwork Orange has been produced often in other parts of the world, it has appeared only a few times in the United States. Kubrick's film version and the original novella written by Anthony Burgess depict the violent teenage world of Alex. But as Oliver points out, the film does not provide the ending the author originally constructed.
But Burgess's intention always was that, no, this needs to be a fuller arc for that character. That character has to be redeemed in the end in order to make sense of, you know, the whole idea of free will. So we've put the original ending from the book into the play, which is Burgess had put it in, and I've certainly kept it. So Alex changes quite a bit from the beginning, from the bad boy that he is, to realizing that you can only go so far in life by behaving badly, by destruction. So he becomes much more creative by the end, thus, you know, creating a much more rounded character. And Burgess believed that, you know, a full character in a full novel needs to have a full arc.
The Torn Space Theater production of A Clockwork Orange can be seen on stage at the Adam Miscavige Dramatic Circle, 612 Fillmore Avenue on Buffalo's East Side.
There's a stage in the back of the bar. I mean, some people know this because of the bar, and it's the fact that it has 50 international beers, and people love all that. But behind the bar, through the bar on the other side, is a large space, and it has a stage built in it, which was always used as by the Adam Miscavige. Dramatic Circle is the name of the place. So that makes it the oldest theater in Buffalo. It was built in 1911, I think.
A Clockwork Orange runs through October 13th. For ticket information, go online at tornspacetheater.com. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.